This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Maybe we should have a refrigeration appreciation month because we so often take this appliance and the whole concept of artificial cooling for granted. In his book, Chilled, How Refrigeration Changed the World and Might Do So Again, science writer Tom Jackson describes what our diets would look like without the power of cool. I spoke to him recently and asked him to read a passage from his book where he quotes another book, a 1956 cookbook called The Everlasting Pleasure.
When a housewife returns from the supermarket and whisks things into her refrigerator and closes the door, she has closed the door of the spring house, the milk and butter pantry, the root cellar, the cheese room, the smokehouse, and the cupboard well. At the same time, she has turned her back on the preserving kettle, the pickling crock, the pudding bag, the vinegar barrel. As for the ice house, the ice wagon, she has put them behind her too. Ice does not make the storage box cold. Instead, the box makes ice for all her needs.
That really sums it up, how much
we
have changed the way we shop and we eat. Name a few items that I would not consume in a typical day if it weren't for refrigeration.
Well, fish. You'd have to live very near to the sea if you fancied fish. Nowadays, the fish that's coming out of the nets is frozen almost instantaneously, and it won't be defrosted until it hits the grocery store. Well, you're buying it fresh then. You're told it's fresh, but really it's just been defrosted.
And I guess anything else, what about milk, meat,
sure,
butter?
Yeah, milk can survive quite a long time. Butter, again, it would be a different experience, but you'd have it. It would be quite sloppy. And eggs, most of the year, you'd be all right. Just stay away from them in summer.
How was food kept cool before the arrival of refrigeration, or wasn't it?
It wasn't really, no. By the 17th century, people realized that keeping food cold actually stopped it from going rotten, but they didn't really have any means to keep things cold for very long. So they kept it fresh in other ways. Vegetables were buried in root cellars, which were generally colder than above ground. And other things were preserved in other ways. But the idea of fresh food before refrigeration was a major luxury.
We've talked a lot about food. What are some other things that rely heavily on refrigeration where we maybe not think about it as much?
Well, that's what really fascinated me about the subject in the first place, was that the ability to use heat to make things cold not only changed the way we consume food, but it also allows us to do a whole lot of other things. Air conditioning, obviously, which is basically a refrigerator, so it's split in half with the cool bit inside the house and the hot bit outside. That's changed the way we can populate the world. So there's the Sun Belt in North America and the Middle East, which would be an impossible place to live if it wasn't for air conditioning. Also the technology, but just done much more efficiently and more effectively to much lower temperatures, enables us to extract gases out of the atmosphere, things like liquid oxygen, which is inside rocket engines. That liquid oxygen is also used to make steel. Without being able to control substances using cold when we need to, our technologies would not be what they are today.
Tom, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Tom Jackson is a science writer. His latest book is Chilled, How Refrigeration Changed the World and Might Do So Again.